Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting eighth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Aparicio scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Thornberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Walker reaches second base with a double. Thornberry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 White Sox. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Smith reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Herb Score now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Posada moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Posada moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to third. Klimchuk moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Goodman. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle bunts towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. Posada moves to second. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thronberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Posada scores. Seaborn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Thronberry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Athletics. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Posada, who is chasing the ball. Sievers reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rakow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Sievers scores. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-5, Athletics. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser moves to third. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carey takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Thronberry hits a line drive towards first. Seavers catches it and steps on first to double up Carey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Seavers hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rakow moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Turk Lown. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 9-6, Athletics. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. It's 9-8, Athletics. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Fox scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 9, Athletics, 9. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Tuttle moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bauman now pitching. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. Carey scores. Thronberry goes all the way around to score. It's 12-9, Athletics. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Wickersham reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. It's 13-9, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-5 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 9. the White Sox will come to bat. Leo Posadan now playing left field. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 4 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Frank Baumann. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.